Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to this week's Keys to the Game here from PNC Studio at Halas Hall. It's a Monday night matchup between the Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's dig in. Offensively, blending all these new pieces the Bears have will take some time. The unit should have high expectations, though, for a more even performance against the Eagles. Consistent and persistent execution, the key this week. Jay Cutler and company face a rugged Eagles defense coordinated by Jim Schwartz. It doesn't appear to be a fast defense, but it has enough pieces to derail the game plan. Defensively, getting off the field on third down, got to be number one. The Bears defense needs to make that adjustment against the Eagles. Houston converted 12 of 20 on the Bears in week one, and that created many more opportunities to sustain drives. New Eagles head coach Doug Peterson and his offense led the NFL in time of possession in week one with over 39 minutes against the Browns. It's something to watch with rookie quarterback Carson Wentz, who transitioned nicely from his pro-style offense at North Dakota State to the Eagles. Now to special teams, and with special teams, it's all about continued improvement week to week, snap to snap. Players like Josh Bellamy, Sherrick McManus, Kadeem Carey did well with blocking and tackling on kick coverage, and now more players need to be assignment sure and get the job done. And lastly, our intangibles. Home field improvement, crucial for the Bears to redevelop that winning culture. One win a season, not going to cut it, makes fans restless. It's Monday night, so bring the emotion and don't let that built-in excitement of a home game in Chicago disappear with a slow start. And that's this week's Keys to the Game. Thanks for watching, everybody.